Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about crucial reminders to avoid wild hog disease. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Bill Hamrick, Mississippi State University Extension Wildlife Associate. Bill, we've talked before about wild hog disease, like pseudorabies and swine brucellosis. With either one of these diseases, is there anything that we should be concerned about if we have, say, hunting dogs? Is there any risk there of them contracting either one of these diseases from hunting and attacking these animals in any kind of way?
There could be some minor risk with the brucellosis, but it's not likely. The biggest risk is going to be the pseudorabies. That would be your biggest concern.
Okay, so if there's any physical, like penetrating contact between the two, then the pseudorabies could be more risky, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, what about other wildlife? Can squirrels, deer, raccoons, possums, rabbits get this disease, either one of these?
Yes, pseudorabies can affect deer. We already mentioned that it could infect other livestock and dogs, domestic animals. But yes, it can infect deer, it can infect coyotes, raccoons, foxes, a number of different animals. With the brucellosis, some animals it can impact. For instance, cattle can contract swine brucellosis, and it can affect, let's say, a pregnant cow. It could cause an abortion or a stillbirth. However, that cow is not going to be able to pass it on to other cows. So in cattle, it's a dead-end host. Cattle are a dead-end host for swine brucellosis.
Okay, but are other animals dead-end hosts?
For the most part, it usually just does the same with other animals, kind of like it does with humans. It just causes sickness. And just like with pigs and cattle, it can cause complications with pregnancies in humans as well. So, but for the most part, it's just one of those that's going to sort of affect you in the same way it's affecting humans. It's going to be debilitating, fever, things like that, reoccurring.
Okay, and how can we keep our animals from getting either one of these diseases?
Well, the best thing is if you do anything with wild hogs, whether you're trying to trap them and control them on your property, or if you're hunting them for sport, for meat, is to not allow your dogs to come in contact, especially with carcasses and stuff, because it's the sex organs and the reproductive organs that are most likely to harbor the virus and the bacteria. That'll be where it's more concentrated. So there's a higher risk of handling those parts without gloves or allowing pets to eat or nose around those types of things.
And if we do kill hogs, make sure to bury their remains where other animals can't get to them.
That's certainly the best thing to do. Not everyone has a backhoe or a track hoe, but yes, the thing to do is to do that or incinerate them somehow. You just don't want to allow animals to get access to them.
What do we do if we see an animal with pseudorabies or swine brucellosis symptoms, or if we think that we or someone we know has been infected?
Well, generally in pigs, you're not going to know if an animal is infected with pseudorabies or swine brucellosis. Other animals, you would just follow the same protocol you would with anything. You want to take that animal and call someone with local natural resources department, or if you can't take the animal, you certainly want to report it. And if you can take photos or anything like that, that's always helpful.
Or call your local veterinarian if you think someone's pet or animal or a hunting dog might have one of these diseases.
Yeah, you could do that. And some of these, like pseudorabies and brucellosis, like I said, they're not necessarily recognizable, but they are what's considered reportable diseases, meaning that officials, state vets, and whatnot are obligated to report these diseases because they can be transmitted across state lines.
Bill, where can we go for more information about wild hog or wild pig diseases?
You can visit our website here at Mississippi State University. It's wildpiginfo.com.
Okay, wildpiginfo.com. What about cdc.gov or usda.gov?
Those two are excellent sources as well.
Today we've been speaking with Bill Hamrick, Wildlife Associate. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.